charter school advocates and former Metro School Board candidates will not be fined after being accused of illegal coordination. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the Registry of Election Finance decided to dismiss the case involving Stand for Children.
Stand for Children's national office flooded money into this year's school board races. The heavy independent spending meant the group was not allowed to communicate with candidates it was supporting. But news reports showed some interaction by email and even once in person, though explanations were offered for both. Tom Lawless is chairman of the Registry of Election Finance, which voted unanimously.
There just was not enough without making some pretty serious assumptions. Proof just wasn't there.
Even though the Metro School Board candidates all lost their races, they faced fines totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lawless says he's not afraid to punish people who violate campaign law, but he says his bigger job is to uphold the integrity of elections, and he says the Stand for Children dismissal does that. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.